It's the Black and Irish podcast, recorded live at the BT Young Scientist exhibition.
Nothing is impossible. Like, nothing is impossible. If you had told us back in 2018, when we started our journey, if you will, in tech, that we were going to, in 2 years, win a global tech competition against, like, what was it, 5,000 girls all over the world, I'd be like, God, you're spoofing. Like, stop lying to me. That's rude.
I would have been like, you're so funny.
I'd be like, that's a good joke. That's a real knee slapper.
Welcome back to the Black and Irish podcast. We are super excited today as we are recording from the BT Young Scientist exhibition taking place in the RDS Dublin. My name is Kenny. I am joined by my co-host Leon, and we have some very special guests in the RTE studio today, Rachel Acano and Joy Njekwe. In 2020, along with Rachel's sister Margaret, the girls won the grand prize at the Technovation World Summit for their app Memory Haven, which helps people living with dementia. Welcome to the show, girls.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you guys on. And like, when we were told by OT that we wanted to record at BT Young Scientist, we were like, it'd be really cool to get some really special guests on.
Yeah.
And we thought of you guys.
You're really special.
Yes, you guys are special
guests. The most special people in the world. Now, obviously, we'd interview yous before, after the Technovation Summit. And that was one of my favorite interviews from 2020 and from lockdown, and getting the opportunity to speak to you. So it was an absolute no-brainer to bring you back on and have you on the podcast again. So thanks so much for coming in.
Tell us about how the group came together. How did you guys formulate? Yeah. Like, where did that start? Like,
well, basically, Rachel, Margaret, and I all live close by each other.
Okay.
So Rachel and Margaret, obviously, they're sisters. And then, we're basically neighbors.
Yeah.
Not exactly, but basically, like, we live in the same estate. And they literally live, like, across the road from me. So it's a thing where we've known each other for a really, really long
time. Yeah, like, we went to school together and everything. Mm-hmm. And actually, it wasn't our first time doing Technovation the year we won.
Mm-hmm.
No, we had done it before, but we were in different groups. I was in, like, the young groups. I was a child. I was 14.
Yeah.
And they were in, like, the older group. So we'd done it before, so like it was like kind of a no-brainer the fact we wanted to do it again to like kind of mesh together.
Even before the app and before the summit, how did you guys get into science and sort of technology and that?
For me, I've always kind of liked science. Even in primary school, we had this thing called Scratch, and it's like,
I know of it. Yeah.
It's like a game thing where you can kind of code a game and then like you can play it, and it was like really cool, and that kind of got me really interested in like coding stuff. And then there was this camp called BAMETech.
BAMETech. Genesis of it all, BAMETech. Right.
BAMETech.
Yeah.
So. It was kind of for ethnic kind of minorities to kind of get into tech.
Yeah.
And it was kind of the first time that we really sat down and even thought about like app design and stuff, because we all had like different like groups that we were put into, and the competition was like to like make some kind of app. It didn't matter like what it was, and then like the winner would win some prize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it wasn't like app design as in code. It was like making the UI.
It was more like prototyping and like coming up with like a business plan and stuff. And our mentor for Technovation was the one who did the camp, so Evelyn Amaya was one who kind of got us into it.
That's
dope.
Yeah.
And then is that where you guys started sort of work together on Memory Haven? How did that come about?
Our mentor Evelyn, she brought up Technovation, and that's when we were kind of like, oh hey, this is like really cool. So then we tried the first time in like 2019.
Yeah.
2019, and we made some app called like Traffic, but like not traffic, it was traffic with a Q.
Okay.
So we were trying to be like quirky.
We were trying to be cool and quirky, but we flopped. We didn't flop, we just didn't win.
What was Traffic with a Q?
It was basically an app to kind of combat human trafficking.
Oh.
And it was, I don't know why we came up with the idea.
I was thinking it was an app to like, you know, help
stop
congestion.
Stop the traffic and stuff.
Outside the RDS. And you're working on building apps to, you know, prevent human trafficking.
Human trafficking.
Like, I feel like such a failure as a child. I did not do anything as half as cool or as important for the world.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
PlayStation was my big thing.
So that concept was basically we wanted to incorporate different aspects of technology and involving like police and stuff like that to, you know, help people who have been affected by human trafficking, kind of get them rehabilitation, or trying to get people to flag any suspected human trafficking cases.
Okay.
But when we brought it to the competition, we did a Microsoft competition first, and the same kind of feedback we got there, we got at Tech Innovation, was basically that it wasn't a huge visible problem in Ireland, so it wouldn't market well.
I imagine that was a good learning experience.
Oh, yeah.
It really
100%.
Was. Yeah.
To come back the following year. So were you guys, when you, the first year, were you guys determined to come back the next year, or like,
oh no, actually.
No. I was like, I'm out.
Like, it was really unplanned. Like, it was all last minute.
It was really accidental, actually, us doing it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so where did Memory Haven sort of, especially the idea behind it, and like what, and again, it's another app that's sort of for common good and for things that, like, again, things that me and you know, weren't thinking of when we were in school. But like, how did that come about? And like, can you explain a little bit about it as well?
Basically, Joy went to our mentor to help her with a BT Young Scientist concept thingy. So Joy's concept was basically Memory Haven.
Okay.
And then I was at Evelyn's house one day, the day that she was there. So Evelyn was like, oh, do you want to join this? I was like, eh, here's all.
Oh, okay.
And then they fleshed it out together, and Memory Haven was born. And my sister was, what was she doing? Leaving cert. She was doing the leaving cert. Well, she definitely wasn't going to do it again. But again, when the next time we met, she came with me because we came from Samaritan Hope. So we were all at Evelyn's house again, and Evelyn was like, oh, here, Margaret, get on this, you know what I mean? And then, we were like, may as well.
So, and what was the original kind of prototype that you had for Memory Haven then?
We had like a music playlist thing because we did some research into like dementia and like Alzheimer's in general. And it said that music and listening to music like from when you were a child like activates some part of the brain, and we were like, oh, that's like really cool. So we had this music playlist where I think caregivers could like upload songs from in around the time of the patient's like childhood. Because it was like an app to kind of assist like not only caregivers but like also give like people with dementia a chance to like use it as well. So we had like a slideshow kind of thing where like with pictures, you could take pictures of, like, I don't know, nature, because nature was, like, often, like, really calming for people with dementia. So, like, it could be nature or, like, pictures of their family and stuff, just so, like, they would be able to see their family more, because a lot of the time you don't remember.
Of course.
Yeah. And just other things like that. We had, like, alarm and stuff as well to remind people for
medicine. We had a lot of features.
Yeah.
We were shooting big.
Really, yeah.
We had a lot of features. We had, like, the music playlist, the AI game.
AI game, yes.
The alarm, the reminders. We had a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot.
Amazing. What's this AI game?
It was kind of like a matching kind of game. It was kind of just to like stimulate the cognitive part of your brain.
Okay.
So you could like just play it.
That's dope. When you guys were coming up with these different sort of features and stuff like that, what were the roles, for example, when you guys
kind of all brainstormed the features together? Like, we'd sit down and we'd be like, okay, so for this app, like, what are we gonna actually use, like, what features do we think people actually need?
Yeah.
And we did like a lot of research, like, we researched for a good like few weeks before we even put features down, because you really need to know what people want in order to make features to like match their needs. So that was kind of that.
We met with one of the heads of Dementia Ireland, and she was kind of telling us her experience working with people with dementia, and like that kind of helped us figure out like, okay, this feature would make sense, this wouldn't make sense, like that kind of way. And then in terms of dividing roles, we just kind of play to our strengths, really.
Yeah.
So Margaret was our project manager. She was the oldest. She is the oldest of the three of us. And it just kind of made sense. Margaret was project manager. I was marketing manager, because I loved that kind of, I still do love that kind of, like, you know, the promoting and stuff like that. And Joy was mostly in charge of the prototype developing, so the coding and stuff. That's where she shines. I stood back and I said, yo, Joy, do your thing.
Young CTO, Chief Technological Officer.
Yeah, for real. So we just kind of played to our strengths, and it all just kind of, like, there was no one like fighting for roles.
Yeah.
And even though we had our separate roles on paper, we were still kind of helping each other out throughout the way. So
And then sort of moving on to the competition then, like, what was that like? How, like, especially the second time around, you guys were probably a bit more comfortable.
Yeah. I think it was like a crazy time because honestly, we didn't expect to get as far as we did.
Dude, every time we like would progress, yeah. Evan would call us and she'd be like, "Oh, girls, you're in the quarterfinal, like quarterfinal of what?" Like,
what do you mean?
Because like it was, you did a month or two of like the initial stages, and then it was literally like 2 months before like the quarterfinal, semifinal, final.
Yeah.
So when she called and she was like, "Oh, girls, made it to the quarterfinal," I was like, "Yeah."
Like it would all just happen so fast.
Yeah.
And then, you're like, "Oh my god, like is this real?"
Yeah. And then she called us like, "Girls, semifinals." I was like, "No way."
Yeah.
"You're spoofing, like no way." And then the final, that was mad.
The final was
that
so
was absolutely
tell
mad.
Us about that.
Oh, there's this video circulating online that was literally
that was when we won. Yeah. Even before that, even like when we got into the finals, I was like, "Girls, we can actually win this, you know?" Like we're actually really far, yeah. And then we had to like repitch for the final, and so we were like at Evelyn's house every day for like 2 weeks
practicing
and pitching
day
and
night.
Day and like there's eating, sleeping and breathing memory haven literally.
Right.
But like it was an amazing experience.
Yeah.
When you say pitching, who were you pitching?
There were judges.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many judges were there?
Four.
There was four judges, yeah.
Maybe more?
There was four judges, but then we had to pitch to, since it was during COVID, obviously we couldn't.
Yeah.
Usually the finals are in LA, but it was all online, so we were pitching to the other people in the competition as well.
Yeah.
Great.
So yeah, it was like a whole event thingy.
So if it weren't for COVID, you would have been flying to LA.
Yeah, we'd have been in LA, man.
I'm being flying out to LA.
Yeah.
Flew out. We'd have been flew out.
For me, it's just crazy to hear. Whenever people do things like this, I always just find it mad because, like, technology and science is something that's very like abstract to me. Like it makes sense, but it doesn't make sense. So when people actually, and then listening to people talk about it, I'm just like, yeah, you guys are just smart. It's great to see, and again, it's great to hear your experience of that. When you guys were sort of working together and then you were in Evelyn's house for a lot of times, how was that dynamic working together? Especially as like two of you guys are related, you guys grew up together.
Yeah.
Was there any conflict, anything like that?
I think us all like knowing each other prior kind of made it easier.
Yeah.
There was a sense that we were already close and like we literally had nothing to argue over, or if we did, it would be something that it would like last like a minute and just laugh about it. You know, we were like genuinely laughing like a lot.
I think our biggest argument was like one day I sent my stuff to Margaret late and she lives with me, right? So she could have just been like, "Rachel, send me stuff." No, group chat, "Rachel, I can't know." What do you like? That was our biggest. We didn't fight really.
Yeah.
And even with Evelyn, me, Margaret, and Evelyn were all in the same church. So we've known her for years.
Okay.
So, and obviously we did BAME Tech with her in 2018. So it was all really like a familiar kind of atmosphere.
Yeah.
So no, there was no
vibes, like
all vibes, yeah. Late nights, Chinese. Yeah. literally Chinese and pizza.
Yeah.
I thought there was gonna be juice, but like
nah, no juice, sorry.
Sounds
lads.
Like a dream.
No insights group.
Okay.
I think what you do and what you've done is really, really impressive. But I'd love to hear if you have any advice for young people who want to get involved with BT Young Scientists or with Technovation. What would be your advice to them?
Patience and being able to like persevere, because there would be times where like our app wouldn't work and we'd like freak out, or like there would be times where we'd be running late on like deadlines and we'd be like, "Oh, maybe we should just quit, or maybe we should just give up." But it's a thing where if you really put your mind to it and you really just keep trying, like even if you think, "Oh, like I won't make it this far," you never know, you could win.
True. I would say the same thing as all, perseverance. Like there were so many times when I was like, "Guys, you're just throwing the towel, like this is just looking so long." Not just me, we were all like that.
so many times where I was like,
"No, we were all like,
let's just give up."
No, for real though, maybe not as much with Memory Haven, but definitely the first time it was like buckets and buckets of challenges, like overcome one and then another one would come. Even like the night, like the final night we were doing it, I don't know, like what was it, Wi-Fi or something?
Yeah.
It was, we were running on American time, obviously, it was in America, and we were literally in Evelyn's house 3 a.m. like trying to submit. And at that point, we were like, "Lads, just call it. Just call it.
Let's just go home."
Let's wrap this whole thing up right now.
Yeah, honestly. And like even the fact we persevered, I guess, enough to do it again. And like, look at us now. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll be to Young Scientists.
Exactly.
Talking about your apps
to the Black
and
Irish. Like, wow.
You know?
I want to just get a one-sentence answer from both of you on something that you mentioned there, which was around, yous were about to give up. Yous were going to stop at times. Yous didn't. What did you say to yourselves to keep it going?
it'll all be worth it in the end.
I wasn't even thinking like that while we were doing it. I was like, it'll be over soon.
It'll all be over in the end.
I love those two.
Two types of people.
Exactly, two types of people, but equally as relevant.
No, and it is important that you've got both kind of voices in the room, because there can be times where you're pursuing something and it isn't working.
Yeah.
But it's about taking a step back, reflecting on what you're doing, and then maybe approaching it in a different way. And then there's some times where you just need to keep it going, keep persevering, and you'll get to where the two of you have gotten to, which obviously is winning Technovation. Like the world. I mean, like the best in the world. That's insane.
Oh, it's still surreal.
I don't know how to describe it.
If anyone has been so lucky to see the video of us winning, I think it says it all. Like, we were like, what?
We literally ran into the
street. We ran into the street. We bust the door open and ran into the street.
People were staring at us. They were like, why are they screaming?
3 a.m. Look at their curtains.
It was crazy. Like, there's in the video, you can see me like rolling on the floor, like literally in tears, like a mad woman. Because I was like, like I said, I was like, oh, I'll be over soon. So I wasn't even thinking like, okay, we're going to win this. I was just like, we started, let's just finish, right?
Right.
Then obviously get into quarterfinal, semifinal, final. I was kind of just like, we've made it to final. That's dope. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Then before we actually won the grand prize, we won our age division prize.
Brilliant.
So I was thinking like, okay, they won't let us win two awards, but like, that's dope. Like, we won for all of the, what would we, like 15 to 18 year olds, I think. I was like, that's dope. That's so cool. Then
People's Choice as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's when we won. Sorry, I lied. We won People's Choice. Yeah, that's so that's the judges. No.
No.
We had to. People had to vote. That's it. Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. So people. Let's just say it was like Ireland, Canada, America, and like Germany in the finals. People from those countries were like voting or whatever. So we, literally the night before is when we actually started pushing for people to vote, because I don't think we really were bothered about People's Choice.
Yeah, we were just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. It was only when Irish Times posted it and we got some crazy feedback.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, we have to win. I was like, we have to win.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah. Silly stuff.
So,
I remember spamming that link everywhere.
Yeah,
please vote.
At that point, it wasn't even to win for Memory Haven or to win for Margaret, Rachel, and Joy or Evelyn. It was like, number one, to get this app made for people with dementia, because genuinely the project is really, really important to us. Like, we all do know people who have dementia and who are affected by it. But at that moment, all I was thinking was, I had vengeance on my mind. I was like, nah, we have to win. There's of no course. Way we don't win. So we were blasting it everywhere, like posting it on every social media platform possible. Mom and Dad were calling every auntie and uncle in Nigeria. WhatsApp was vexed that night.
They will win you anything.
You know what
You know they carry.
If you're exactly true, WhatsApp.
From Nige. Coming for us. Using their data, lads. Come on. It was gas. It was so odd. Like, we were up till every hour of the night being like, oh, it's crazy.
And it was absolutely worth it, like, because obviously you went on to win. But I'd love to hear, what was your biggest learning from it all, from going through that journey that you went on? What was the biggest learning from it?
For me, I don't know. I guess I just really learned that I just really like technology. Like, I was mad about it before, but, like, I feel like Technovation kind of like solidified that this is what I want to go into. Mm-hmm. So even now, like, I'm like doing electronic engineering at like UCD.
Amazing.
So it's a thing where it kind of like cemented that for me. That's it really like helped me.
Big UCD. That's amazing. That's class.
She's really clever, lads.
Yeah. No,
I do not doubt that.
This is it. Like, we need more people like you, you know, who are creating good stuff and using technology as a means of helping the world and society's biggest issues. Do you know what I mean? So fair play. Like, that's absolutely amazing. And what was the biggest learning for you?
For me, it was probably nothing is impossible. Like, nothing is impossible. If you would have told us back in 2018 when we started our journey, if you will, in tech, that we were going to, in 2 years, win a global tech competition against, like, what was it, 5,000 girls all over the world. I'd been like,
God.
You're spoofing, like, stop lying to me, that's rude.
I would have been like, you're so funny.
I'd be like, that's a good joke, that's a real knee slapper. But, yeah, nothing is impossible, like, and even, they're like, okay, and anything you want to do that's worth doing, people are going to try and stop you, people are going to try to stand in your way, tell you you're not smart enough, tell you you don't deserve to be where you are, but when you're passionate about something, just push on and persevere, and definitely, like, the, what's the word? Like, you'll reap the rewards of everything you sold, basically. Brilliant. What I'm trying to say. So, yeah.
That's excellent. What's next for yourselves and for Memory Haven? Because I think, you know, there's a lot of people now who are looking at you with a lot of excitement and anticipation and thinking that, you know, you've already conquered the world. So, are you going to do it again? Or are you going to continue with what you have? So, what's next for Memory Haven and what's next for you?
It's so funny. We talked about, like, what if they ask us about Memory Haven? Like, what's next? He talked about this yesterday. I was like, So, after the competition, we were under the impression that, like, boom, get this app. Like, done. Obviously, we, like, developed, like, quote-unquote, developed the app. But it was a prototype, so it was the app, but it wouldn't have been good enough to put out to the masses. So we had our prototype, and we were all ready to get started on coding it, but what happened? We were ready to start coding it, but then, yeah, for the first, like, 3 months after, we were honestly, like, back-to-back interviews.
Right, yeah.
So the after app itself, we were like, hey, when everything dies down, we'll kick into it. Then everything died down. Then Margaret moved to Poland. So Margaret's not here with us
today.
Yeah. She's currently in Poland studying medicine. Mm. And Joy started 6 year. So everyone, and then Evelyn is doing her PhD and writing a thesis for Trinity College. So everyone got really, really busy.
Right. Mm.
So we were like, okay, maybe we can't. We wanted to, like, develop the whole thing ourselves. We're like, okay, maybe that's not realistic at this time. Let's work with developers and getting our app developed with, like, working with us on that. Yeah. So if we do, like, the, you know, straightforward stuff and they, like, work on the harder stuff. But I'm not being funny, guys. Developers are expensive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my. I was like, ah, how dare you charge so much? Like, they were so expensive. Different companies were coming to try and buy our app off us. Yeah. And it was like, hey, we can't sell this. Like, at that point, Memory Haven's our baby. Do you know what I mean? So right now, to answer your question, she is on the back burner. She's sitting. She's not dead.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Memory Haven is not dead. We will be back.
We're back.
The girls from Memory Haven said, we will be back. Right?
I'm excited to see that.
We will be back. Yeah. And we will most definitely have an app out because, like I said, again, this cause is genuinely so important to all of us. So to just kind of let it die at a competition is very silly.
Of course. Yeah. No, absolutely. So, yeah. Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to the two of you. You are a testament of what our community can achieve. So impressive chatting to the two of you. So thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. This is so dope. This is so fun.
That's it for this episode of the Black and Irish Podcast. Huge thanks to my co-host Leon and our guests Rachel and Joy. And also a huge thanks to the series podcast coordinator for RTE, who is Paul Moriarty. Big thank you to the guys at RTE, to Hazel and the team, and to our sound operators Tom Norton and Jamie Doyle. Don't forget to subscribe to the Black and Irish Podcast on the RTE Radio Player, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts from. And we will chat to you later.